Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Chof Beis. We already did Chof Beis Amud Aleph. We're starting today on Chof Beis Amud Beis at the very top, and we're going to do Mitzvah Hashem Chof Beis Amud Beis and all of Chof Gimel as well. We're learning today Lili Nishmas, a number of people. We're learning Lili Nishmas, Shmar Yohu Alter ben Avram Yosef. Also, Isidore Goldstein, Yitzchok ben Avram, Elchanan Yaakov. And also, today is the Boba Yom, is the yard site of Mrs. Bertha Katz, Alea Shalom. Very, very special woman, a Holocaust survivor, the mother of Tamara Kurtz, Alea Shalom. Bela Yachat Bat Zev. All the shalms we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, so we're going to first start off today, not with the Gemara on the top of Chof Beis Amud Beis, but we're going to read the Rush, the first Rush on Chof Beis Amud Beis, and we'll read the first 20-30 lines and decide the Rush, and that will remind us exactly where we are. The Gemara is going to be telling us over here, the Dibra Maskel here is Marzutra Berei Dirav Mari Omar Hai Hainu Dirami Bar Chama. And what does that mean? That's what the Gemara starts off with, and our Gemara is telling us that the Machlokis that we had in yesterday's shir seems to be going in accord with a question that Rami Bar Chama had. Now, reading inside in the Rush, Pirish, Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam understands this as follows. The Rav Zutra, Mar Zutra, is coming along to tell us that Bali Yashev, he's coming to reconcile the stira that we had in the two brises from yesterday. The Lo Tikshe Hanan Tarte Brisos. That we shouldn't have those two brises conflicting. So yesterday we gave one teretz for this, and we said the bottom line is both of them are in accord with the shita that the baal is mi'aker okar, the baal uproots totally the nizirus that his wife took, and not that it's megis guys, and not it's only that mikan lahabor for this nizirus. And therefore the Rosh continues, and he says, umitoch kach tivshot baya the Rami Bar Chama, by our reconciliation of the two brises from yesterday's shir, which we'll mention in a moment what they are, so that will also come to answer the question of Rami Bar Chama. That's what Marzutra is trying to tell us. Usviole, he holds that Marzutra, Lerav Zutra, the chulu tanoi savri bal mi'akir okar, kidemukach braiso kamaisa. The two brises are both saying the same halacha, that the Baal, when he revokes his wife's neder of Naziris, he revokes it from the moment that she made the neder. He uproots it totally. Why? Mide'ena nevia ola sa'of. The first brisa said that when the woman took upon herself to become a Nazira, and then she became Tmeya, and she was Mafrisha, her Korbanos, and then, subsequently, her husband revokes the Neder. So we said that she doesn't bring the Ola, because it was totally revoked from the start. It was Meyaker Okar, but she does bring the Chatas, because as we brought down from Elazar HaKapar, that she was still considered a sinner to a certain extent, because she was Tzir as Asmum in Hayayin. V'im Shosas Yayin, V'nitmes Lemesim, Eino sofeges es rabon. And in this situation, if she were to go and transgress the isurim that a nazira has of either drinking wine or cutting her hair or being metami lemeis, so then in this situation, when the husband revokes her neder, she in fact wasn't a nazira, and therefore she wouldn't be sofeges es rabon. So you clearly see from the first price, it's me akir okar. Vafilu hochi soveres brisa basraisa, but the second brisa that we had learned, when a woman says, I wish to be Nazira, and her friend hears her and says, I also would like to be a Nazira, the chaverita asura. In this situation, when the husband revokes the neder of his wife, so the first woman, certainly, she's no longer a Nazira. But the second woman who said, I would also like to be a Nazira, she, in fact, is still a Nazira. Now, if you're saying, me'akir akar, how come the second woman is a Nazira? After all, the neder was totally revoked at the time that she said, I also wish to be a Nazira. Isn't that mi'akir akar, and therefore she's not a Nazira? But we say that the chaverita is a Nazira. Chaverita asura mishum di'bikara kot matvis. Because, and here's the explanation that Marzutra gives, because in that situation, when the second woman said, I wish to be like her, kimosech, so basically she's saying, I wish to be like her at the beginning when she is a Nazira, not subsequently when the Nazira is taken away. The afopi shahofer lo bala, even though the husband has revoked it, when she had said, I wish to be like her, it was saying, I wish to be like her when she was a Nazira. even though subsequently she is no longer going to be a Nazira. And that explains still, even according to the second Brisa, that we hold Mi'akir Okar. Now, how does this answer our question of Rami Bar Chama? Now, with this understanding that the Rosh explains, Marzutra was telling us, so now we can understand how it will resolve Rami Bar Chama's question. What was Rami Bar Chama's question? The boy Rami Bar Chama in Perek Kama de Nedarim, we had this back in Nedarim, in the first Perek, Im Hoya Lefon of Basar Zivchei Shlomin. A person has in front of him Basar Zivchei Shlomin. And this is Li Achar Zrika, after the carbon had been shechted and the applications of the blood, the zrika, had been done on the mizbeach, the shtayim shem arba that you do for a korban shlomim, the two applications that are really for, because you do them in two opposite corners, and therefore the service of this shlomim is now completed, and the meat is now allowed to be eaten. Before the zrika, the meat couldn't be eaten. So the meat was aser. And if you're matvis something, you have a piece of bread in front of you and say, I want this kikar to be like this, basar shlomim. So if the shlomim is aser, so then the kikar now becomes aser. If the shlomim is mutter, the kikar wouldn't become aser. And this person said, I want this kikar to have the status of this basar shlomim. So what did he mean? Or as the Rush says, the case was talking about the Omar Peres Halalu Kazeh. Mahu. Instead of a kikar, he said, I have fruit in front of me over here. I want it to be like this basar shlomim. So Rami Bar Chama asks, what is the halachic status? Mi amrinan, do we say, be'ikar, does he refer that these perish should be like the basar shlomim before the zrika, like the ikar, kimo shahayu lefnei zrika, which would be aser, komatvis. That's what the perish are attached to, and therefore the perish would in fact now be aser with his nether, the aser. Or, odilma, bitsinona komatvis. In the cold state, it is matvis. The cold state here means that it's no longer a davar that's aser. It's now a davar that's mutter, because the zrika was done and the basar shlomim were able to be eaten. So what did the person mean when he said, I want these peres to be like this basar shlomim? Did he mean when the basar shlomim was aser, or in its current state right now, which we call the tsnana, the cold state, when it is in fact permitted to be eaten because the zrika was done? So that's the question that Rami Bar Chama had. Does he want the peros to be like they were previously? Or, kimo shahoy so ato li achazrika shenitztani, when it's, so to say, cold and it's permissible. And therefore, v'holach is shenitztani na iser, v'holach lo komatvis. And therefore, it's going to take effect on what it is right now. And therefore, me hocha tivshot de bi'ikara komatvis. So, Rami Bar Chama question can be answered according to Mazutra from the way we explained the woman in the case of in the second brisa, where the woman said, I wish to be a Nazira like her, means like she is a Nazira right now, even though subsequently when the husband revokes that Naziris, that woman will not be a Nazira because it's me Akar Akar. So we just did the first part of the Gemara outside, inside the Rosh, and now we'll see it back inside the Gemara. So we start again, Chav Bezom and Al, the very top, Marzutra, Berei, the Rav Mari, Marzutra, who is the son of Rav Mari, said the following, Omar, hi, this Gemara from yesterday, Hainu de Rami Bar Chama, is in fact able to answer Rami Bar Chama's question. What was that? The boy Rami Bar Chama said, Harei Olai Kivsar Zevach Shlomi Mahu. The person has fruit or a kikar, and he says, I want this fruit to be like this Basar Zevach Shlomim. So what did he mean, Mahu? Did he mean Kimatvis Inish Bikarimatvis? When a person says, I want this fruit to be like the Basar Shlomim, he means when it was originally Aser, before the Zrika. Odilmo, did he mean Bitsinana Matvis? Or did he mean when it cooled down? In other words, after the Zrika, when the Basar is now permissible. So the Rosh had explained that Marzutra is saying, look at the Brisa from yesterday when the woman, the Chaverita, says, I also wish to be a Nazira. And then the woman who first had said she's a Nazira, that woman's husband had revoked her neder, and that woman is Mi'akar Akar, so she's not a Nazira. Nevertheless, the second woman is a Nazira because we go after Kimatvis Inish Bi'ikarimatvis, and that will answer Rami Bar Chama's question. So that's what Mazut wanted to say. However, the Gemara says, that's incorrect. Midami, the Gemara says, the two cases are not the same. They're not comparable. The case from yesterday, where the Nazira said, I wish to be a Nazira, and Chaverita says, me too, in that situation, we go after Me'ikara, from that original moment that she was a Nazira. So the second woman said, I want to be like that. Even though the first woman's Naziris is subsequently revoked, the second woman stays a Nazira. But you can't answer that for Rami Bar Chama with the Peros as well. Midami. Hasam, in the question that Rami Bar Chama asked with the Peros and the status of the Shlamim, Kivin Diyama Harei Olai Kibsar Zevach Shlamim. The person said, I want these Peros to be like the Zevach Shlamim. Afal Gav. Even though the Basur is now permissible, nevertheless, the Le'achash in Yisrael Domo Motzi Ocho Le'Bachutz. He is allowed to now eat this Basur, but Mikdash Kodesh, it still has the status of Basur Shlomim. After all, it isn't totally free. You can't eat this any place you want. You have to eat it within the confines of Yerushalayim. You have to eat a Basur Shlomim. You have 2 days and the night in between. And there are dinim in terms of you have to eat it betahara. So there are all sorts of dinim that are still applicable. This hasn't been totally uprooted. The Basur Shlomim hasn't gone from being totally osur to being totally mutter. It's gone from being inedible to being edible, but that edibility, if you wish, if that's the word, that still has many restrictions on it. So therefore, that's not comparable to our case of Al-Hocha, in the case where the woman made herself a Nazira, and the Chaverita said, me too. So, Isolka Daitoch Bitsunono Kamatvis, if you're telling me that it's taking effect on even now when the woman is no longer a Nazira, nevertheless, Ha-Hofer Lo-Bala, it can't be, because the first husband went and revoked it, and it's not there. And as a result, obviously, if the woman, the second woman, the Chaverita, is still a Nazira, it must be that it can only be referring to the point in time when she was actually a Nazira. So therefore, Avahocha, Yisoka Daitoch, Bitsnano Kamakis, it's impossible to say that it took effect on the woman, the first woman who was a Nazira, and is now revoked, Ha-Ofer Lo-Bala. It can't be, because there is no Naziris there. So obviously, in this situation of the Brayso from yesterday, it's talking about at that moment in time, Kimosech, like you are right now, and not like you'll be eventually. So therefore, we can't necessarily say that Mazutra is correct, that this is exactly like Rami Bar Chama's question, because Rami Bar Chama's question was different, because the Basur Shlomim still had a practical effect, whereas in the case of Naziris, it's totally revoked. That's the first version that we have. Ikadiyame, another version of this was, no, this is it. Hainu, the Rami Bar Chama, Vadai. No, we don't say this midami. We say, no, this is exactly the way Rami Bar Chama said. He's 100% correct that, in fact, this is the machlokes of the question that Rami Bar Chama had is exactly totally on the way we understood the brises from yesterday. That is, that both cases were dealing with the person wants the parents to be like the Basur Shlomim originally, and the Chaverita wants to be like the first woman was a Nazira originally. So that's exactly it. Hainu de Rami Bar Chama. This is Rami Bar Chama's question, asked and answered, Vadai. Okay. Rav continues and says, Omra la hareini Nazira bi'ikvayich. Mahu. If a woman says, the first woman says, I wish to be a Nazira, and the second woman says, instead of Kimosech, the second woman says, Hareini Nazira bi'ikvayich, I wish to be a Nazira in your Ekev, in your steps. Mahu. What did the second woman mean? Do we say, Hareini bi'ikvayich, when she said, I wish to be in your footsteps? It means, Bikula milsa, I wish to be exactly like you in every way, and therefore, when the first woman's Naziris is revoked, so then the second woman's Naziris here is suddenly no longer there as well, because mi'akar akar. And therefore, when she says, hareini bi'kvayich, it means, bekula milsa, the total way that you are, I wish to be. So if you're a Nazira, I'm a Nazira. But if your Naziris is revoked, b'sharia, then my Naziris is revoked as well. That's one possibility. Or Dilmore, do we say no? Kimikane delefar lo bala. No, when she says, I wish to be in your footsteps, bi'ikvayich, it means right now. And right now, you're a Nazira. And therefore, even though your husband may subsequently revoke it, vasira, I remain, the second woman remains in her status of Naziris. Very similar question to what we just asked. So the word says, Toshma, but to answer it from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Aisha shenadra bin Nazir, if a woman accepted upon herself Naziris, vishama bala, and her husband heard her, and v'yom shamo, he says, v'yomar vani, me too. So we had said, in that situation, eino yochel lahofer. The husband is not able to go and revoke that Naziris that his wife took. It's too late when he says vani. Now, we had explained this essentially is because he's mekayimit. But this is before our understanding that that's what he means, he's mekayimit. So the Gemara says right now that when he says vani, he loses the ability to go and be made for her nether. Why is that? Bisoka daitoch ki amar lo hareini bikvayich. If you're going to tell me But the situation of the second woman saying, I wish to be bi'ikvayach means, bi'ikara komatvis, I want to be like you are initially, even though your substance is going to be revoked, so then why don't we say that by the husband as well? Lay for law, ludidah, he should be able to go and be made for her naziris. He's not being made for his own naziris because he still is a nazir. Because he says, I want to be, if you're telling me bi'ikvayach means like you were originally, so v'lokim didei. So then why can't he be made for his wife's naziris? And still, he will be a nazir. The husband of Zvani still will apply and that he wants to be like she was originally when she was in Azira. So if you're telling me that it goes be korakomatvis, then why shouldn't the husband be able to go and be made for her neder? It's that he can't, but the reason he can't is because he would also be made for his own neder. But you're not made for your own neder. You're made for her neder, but your neder in Aziris, Vani, still takes effect because it's going be korakomatvis when she was in Azira. And she was in Azira until you revoked her. So therefore, you should be a nazir. So why can't he go revoke it if we understand this bikvayach means Bikara komatis. Elulav shmamina. Mustn't it therefore be that when the person says bikvayich, or when the husband says vani, elulav shmamina, bikula demilsa matis? No, whatever status you are, that will be my status. So when you're in Azira, I'm in Azira. But when you're iced Azira, your husband revokes it to the second woman. She's saying bikvayich means I want to be like whatever you are. Bikula milsa matvis, and you're not in Azir anymore, so therefore I'm not in Azir as well. And therefore the husband too. When he says, I revoke the wife's neder, so now she's no longer in Azir. So his vani is like bikvayich, and that's why he can't be made for a neder, because it would turn out that he's made for his own neder at the same time. And therefore, it must mean that it's kula bimilsa matvis. So asked and answered. That's the toshma. We have our answer. That's why he can't go be made for, because he would end up being made for his own neder as well. However, ha'isha, the woman, the Amar Hareini bi'kvayich, therefore hinami muteris. It must be it's kula milsa. So therefore, we've asked and answered that question. But the Gemara says lav dafka. Lo, not necessarily so. Le'olam bi'kara matis. No, it's not that she's matis mekula milsa. No, when the woman said, Bikvayich, I wish to be like you, bikvayich. So that means at that moment in time, bikaramatis, and you're in Azira right now, so I'm in Azira. The fact that you'll subsequently be revoked, irrelevant. I'm still in Azira. How do you reconcile this? V'hacha, why in the case of the husband do we say lo yofer when he said vani? Because as I answered before, and we answer again now, kivin diomer lo vani, when he says vani, that's not just a simple statement. That's as if he said ka'omer kiem lichi domi. I am being mekayim your neder. I'm doing a kiyum on your neder. And therefore, once you do a kiyum, so then you can't go and be made for the neder anymore, unless the imitchal, if he goes and does hataras nedorim on his kiyum, so then imitchal ahakomoso, then motzi mefer. But if he doesn't do a hataras nedorim on his kiyum, so then that kiyum takes effect. And that's why the husband can't be made for his wife's neder, because he essentially has been mekayim it. That's why he lost the power to revoke it. Not because he would end up revoking it and he would still be a nazir because it's meikar kayim. No, it's matvis the kula milsa. And therefore, if she's no longer a nazira, he wouldn't be a nazir as well. But the reason why he can't go and revoke her neder is because he was basically mekayim her neder. And that's why it says lo yofer lo. He can't go and be made for her neder. Okay. Mara then quotes the Mishnah. Reini nazir vi'at amra amein. The husband says, I wish to be an Azir, and asks his wife, Nu vi'at, what would you like to do? The Amr Amen. And the wife says, Amen. So in this situation, the Mishnah said, Made for Ashla, he still retains the right to be made for her own neder, but his will be Makayim. Below Vishalo, Kayim. His neder, which he said first, has nothing to do with her accepting upon the Naziris, which she then subsequently revokes. So Gemara says, wait a second. This seems to go against the following Brysa. Reminu, the Brysa says the exact same scenario with a different result. Hareini Nazir. The man says, I'm a nazir, ba'at. And then he asks his wife, no, would you like to join me? Ba'amru amein. And she says, amein. In this situation, shneim asurim. They both are nazirim. He and his wife are both nazirim. But if she didn't say amein, he asks her, ba'at, what would you like to do? And she doesn't respond amein, v'im lav, she doesn't say amein, then shneim mutarim. Then not only is she not a nazira, but it says in the braisa that the husband's not a nazir. Why? Because the Braisa says, when he asked her va'at, he was saying, if you become a Nazira, then my Naziris is a real Naziris. But if you don't accept Naziris, and I don't want to be a Nazir by myself, then I'm not a Nazir as well. Because when he said, Hareini Nazir, it wasn't an absolute statement. It was, I will be a Nazir if you become a Nazir. Hareini Nazir va'at. I'll become a Nazir if you're in Nazira. And when she answers Amen, they both are Nazirim. But if she doesn't answer Amen, then not only is she not a Nazira, but he also isn't a Nazir because he was being tole his Naziris on her accepting Naziris as well. Now that's exactly the same Lashon as our Mishnah, but with a different conclusion than our Mishnah. So the Mishnah and the Braisa seems to be at odds with each other. So Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amor Rav Yehuda says, and you can reconcile the Mishnah with the Braisa by changing it around a little bit. Tani, you have to learn the Braisa, Nei Feresh Shalah V'Shalo Kayim. No, you have to change the Braisa around to be exactly like our Mishnah. In that situation, not that Shnehem Asurim, but you have to read it that if the husband wishes to, he can still revoke his wife's Naziris because it's not connected to his Naziris, but only if he says that I'm being Tola, my Neder, on her Naziris, so then it is Tola. So Rav Yehuda changes around the first part of the Braisa, and therefore there's no contradiction. That's Rav Yehuda's Teretz. Abaye says a little bit differently. Abaye says as follows, Abaye Amar, Afilu Tema, Kidiketani Braisa. No, you can leave it exactly as the Braisa was read, and there is a seeming stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, and how does Abaye reconcile it? He says as follows, Kigon dekamai lo hareini nazir v'at. The Braisa is talking about a situation where he says, I am a nazir, and you are also a nazira. Dekotoli nidro b'nidra. In other words, the entire Braisa is a contingency. He's never saying that I'm a nazir, and knew what would you like to be? When he says in the very beginning of the Braisa, hareini nazir, the at, it's saying that I'm only a Nazir if you're accepting upon yourself Naziris. When she then says, V'omru amein, so then, Shnei Masurim, they're both going to be Asir. But, V'imlav, if she doesn't say amein, so then, Shnei Mutarim, because, V'imnei, she tola nidra b'nidra. So, the Brice is talking about a very specific circumstance, whereas the Mishnah is talking about the man accepts upon himself Naziris, and then he asks his wife, what would you like to do? So, therefore, the Brice and the Mishnah aren't contradicting each other. And we turn to Chof Gimel Ben Aleph. Our Mishnah, the Gemara explains, Masnisan Kigon Dama Lahareini Nazir V'yat Mai. Our Mishnah is not a contingency. Our Mishnah is saying straight out, I'm accepting upon my birth of Zeris. No, what would you like to do, my dear wife? And when she says in this situation, Amen. So then it's a totally separate Amen, and therefore Mishum Halki made for Eshalah. However, Vishalo Kayim, he's able to go be made for her Naziris because he does have the right Yom Shemo to revoke it, and that has nothing to do with his Naziris, which he took upon himself without a contingency. Okay, that's how Abaye reconciles the Mishnah with this Braisa, and Rav Yehuda also reconciled it with making some slight changes, and there's no stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa that we brought down. And we go to the next Mishnah. Ha'isha shenadra binazir. If a woman takes upon herself Naziris, v'ha'isha shosa b'yayin u'metam l'meisim. We had this the other day, and she intentionally goes, and while she's a Nazira, she goes and she drinks wine, or she is metame l'meisim. Both of them are lavim that a Nazira is not allowed to do. So she's over a lav in the Torah because she's a Nazir and she's not allowed to do these things. So if she's given warning, so then she'll get Malkus, she'll get the 40 lashes, i.e. the 39 lashes that a woman or a man who is over certain Isurim in the Torah, when they transgress a lav, so they get Malkus. Okay, as we pointed out in the shir previously, in yesterday's shir, there's no Chiddush over here. This is obvious. It's telling us this situation, even when the husband wasn't being made for an end, to set us up for the Sefer. However, hey, for Lo Bala, if her husband, B'yom Shamo, goes and revokes her neder, but B'hi Lo Yoda, Shehefer Lo Bala, but she doesn't know that her husband has done this. So she still thinks she's in a Zira. And when she goes and intentionally drinks wine, or intentionally goes and is Matam Le'Nesim, or cuts her hair, so then in this situation, she thinks she's in a Zira and is transgressing it. Nevertheless, she does one of these things that a Nazira is forbidden to do, even though she's not a Nazira. The bottom line is, she thinks she is. Nevertheless, even if there's Hasra, even if there's Edim that would tell her, if you do this, you're going to get Malkus. The bottom line is, she's not a Nazira, so she doesn't get Malkus. At Tzedekah, she's not, but she doesn't get Malkus. Rav Yehuda Omer, and many will say that Rav Yehuda is just qualifying the Mishnah. He's not saying a separate Shita, although some say he's saying a separate Shita. The Tana Rav Yehuda Omer, in Enos Ofeges Esar Abayim, nevertheless, Tispog Makas Mardus. Rav Yehuda says that, yes, we don't give her the formal Malkus, but she's a Rishah. She thinks she's a Nazira, and she is going and intentionally doing Isurim, albeit technically they're not Isurim, and we will have a huge discussion about this. Nevertheless, Rav Yehuda says, well, we can't give her the Oraisa Malkus Arboyim, nevertheless we give her rabbinical lashes. We go give her Malkus Midrabbanim, which are called Malkus Mardus, or Makas Mardus. And that she can get. And there's a whole discussion as to what Makas Mardus are. In some ways it can be stricter than the Malkus Oraisa. Basin has the right to go and even beat the person to death, which the Malkus Doraisa, they don't have the right to, they have to evaluate, can she or can she not tolerate the Malkus Arbaim, and if she can't, you give her less. If she can't be tolerating them, it would kill her, so they don't give it to her at all. Whereas Malkus Mardus is different. It can be stricter or more lenient, depending on the scenario and depending on what the purpose of the Rabbanon and giving the lashes are. Okay, Gemara starts off and says, "Dan Rabbanon." The pasuk tells us we had this many times in Nedarim. Isha hafeiram v'Hashem yislach lo. Ha'isha, again with a mappy case, which means the husband is made for his wife's neder, and nevertheless, v'Hashem yislach lo, Hashem will give her slicha. Now, why do you need that? If we're talking about that the husband was made for his wife's neder, so what slicha is necessary? V'isha shefer lo bala. So the Gemara tells us that this pasuk is telling us exactly the scenario of the second part of our Mishnah, that the woman didn't realize that her husband had been made for a neder, so she needs slicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when she intentionally goes and does something that, if she had been a Nazira, would have been Aser. So even though technically she's not a Nazira because her husband revoked it, she doesn't know that. So therefore, Vashem Yislach Lo, she needs Kapara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She tzricha Kapara Uslicha because she thought she was doing something wrong even though technically she did it. Now, when Rabbi Akiva would read this pasuk in Chumash, he would cry, and he said as follows, if somebody intended to eat chazer flesh, he wanted to eat Rachman Lusan, a piece of bacon, and instead of eating bacon, he unintentionally, he thought he was eating bacon, but he took a piece of tle, of sheep, of lamb. He took some mutton, and he thought it was bacon, and instead he's eating mutton. So he thought he was eating isser, but he's really eating heter. So it says, ton kapar v'slicha, such a person needs kapar v'slicha, based upon isha hafirav v'ashem yislach la. So even though you didn't do a sin, you still need kapara. So Rabbi Kiva says, and he cried, "Haviskavin lasos biyado baser chazer v'ala biyado baser chazer." Somebody intended to do an issa, and he did an issa. He says, "I'm going to go eat bacon. I know it's aser. I'm going to eat bacon," and he eats bacon. So such a person, Allah has kama v'kama, does he need kapara uslicha? That's what Rabbi Kiva, when he reached this pasuk, says, if you do something which you really didn't technically do a sin, but you need kapara, so Allah has kama v'kama. If you really did the sin, do you need kapara uslicha? Similarly, Kayotze Badavar, Atomer, another pasuk, it says, V'lo yoda v'yoshem v'noso avuno. If a person does a sin, but he didn't know he did a sin, nevertheless, v'noso avuno, he needs to have kapara uslicha. And here too, Uma mishniskavin lalos biyodo bosa tle viola biyodo bosa chazer. The person here is talking about that he wanted to eat kosher. He thought he was eating a nice kosher hamburger, a mutton burger. And viola biyodo bosa chazer. But instead it turned out to be bacon. It was chazer flesh. So kigon chaticha sofik. Or similarly, a case where there's a chaticha that's a sofik shel shuman, a sofik shel chelet. We're not sure. Is this permissible fat, which is shuman, or it's not permissible fat, which is nisuv kares of chelet? And in that situation, he ate it thinking that it was kosher. So he thought he was eating basar tleh. And it turns out that it was basar chazir. So the pasuk says, Amakra, v'no asavo no, that you, even though didn't intend to do sin, you still need kapar uslicha. So mishin iskavit. So certainly, mishin iskavit lalas biyodo basar chazir. If you all biyodo basar chazir. So certainly somebody who intentionally is eating the bacon. And it turns out it was bacon. So Allah has kama v'kama from this pasuk as well. We have the idea how much more so does this person need a kapara. If the person who didn't intend to do a sin and did a sin needs a kapara. So certainly somebody who intends to do a sin and did a sin, that person really needs slicha or kapara. And finally, the third idea that we have here, the similar idea, Isi ben Yehuda. See, Isi ben Yehuda tells us, Omer, now the pasuk that we have is V'lo yoda v'yoshein v'nosavo no. So that's the same as the pasuk that we just had. So many are goris over here, a different pasuk. So if you look in the Rosh, so he's goris v'hu lo yoda v'nislach lo. So that's a different pasuk. So now we have a third pasuk. And Isi ben Yehuda explains as follows. Umami shneskavin lalos biyodo basar tleh. The person here intended to eat kosher meat, basar tleh, a mutton burger. V'ola biyodo basar chazer, and he ends up eating basar chazer, he ends up eating bacon. For example, what is this comparable to? Kigon shtei chatichos, achas shochelev yachas shuman. The previous case was, there was one piece of meat there, and he didn't know whether it was shuman or chelev, and he thought it was shuman. Here we have two pieces of meat. One is chelev and one is shuman. One is definitely osur, one is definitely mutter. And he thinks he's taking the mutter one, and by accident he took the osur one. So it says, v'no asa v'no, he has to go and get kapara. He needs slicha u'mechila. Because in this situation, there was a real piece of meat that was also there. So certainly somebody who intended to eat chaser, he wanted to eat the chaylev, and he does eat the chaylev, so much more so, that he needs to have slicha v'kapara. And al dover zeh, yidvu hadvuyim. And this is what people that are very sensitive, that's the dover is a person who's very, very sensitive, so about this thing, people who are very, very sensitive, they go and they cry. So we have three psukim and three similar explanations. Whereas, v'chol hani lovely, why do we have to repeat this three times? We got it the first time. So it says tzrichin. Each one gives us a chiddush. We need all three. Because the tana gabi isha, if you only taught me the pasuk by the isha that her husband is revoking her neder, and nevertheless, she requires slicha v'kapara, so I would have said hasan in that situation, who to buy a kapara v'slicha? The woman requires kapara v'slicha because mishum demeikara li'isurah ikavet, because she intended to do an isser. And she didn't realize she wasn't doing an Isser, but she really thought she was doing an Isser, so therefore she needs Kapar Slicha. As opposed to Abo Chaticha, Sofik Shechel, Sofik Shuman, but the second case where there was one piece of meat, it was unclear whether it was Shuman or Chel, and he thought it was Shuman, permissible fat, Lulateri Kavit. And he thought it was absolutely permissible to eat, and therefore he ate it. So dilateri kaved, maybe I would have thought, Lo boy Kapar Slicha, he doesn't eat Kapar Slicha. After all, he didn't do anything wrong in his mind. He really thought he was eating kosher meat. So therefore, maybe he doesn't eat slicha kapara. So therefore, it had to tell us, yes, he needs kapara and slicha as well. No, so just tell me that case. Just tell me the case where it's sofek, whether it was chelev, the sofek shuman. If he needs kapara, certainly the woman who did it intentionally needs kapara. So I would have said no. In the case of the sofek chelev, sofek shuman, the ikoy surah, there really is isra over there, as opposed to the isha, aval isha. Once her husband is made for her naziris, the hafel abala, so now she's technically the hetera. She's allowed to go be metamei lemeisa. She's allowed to cut her hair. She's allowed to go and drink wine. So therefore, maybe the bottom line is, lo tibar kapara slicha, that she doesn't need it. Therefore, kamashmon, you need those two cases. No, if you just had those two cases, so why do you need the third? Be it mar hanitarti. If you had those two cases, you know what I would have said? Hava amina, these two, hanitarti, who, the sage, lahon bi kapara slicha, in these two cases, you need kapara slicha, because the lo ikba isura, because in these situations, there is no definite iser involved over here. The case of the Sofik Shuman, Sofik Chelev, he thought it was Shuman. And the case of the woman where the Naziris was revoked, there really is no Isser over here. So therefore, in that situation, there's a need for Kapara and Slicha. Avoshte Chatichos, when you have two Chatichos over here, one of them, Achash Shel Chelev, Yachash Shel Shuman, one of them is definitely Kosher, one is definitely not Kosher, the Ikba Isura, where there is Isser over there, maybe Lo Sagile B'Chapar U'Slicha. It's not good enough. There really was Isser over here. In the case of Sofik Shuman, Sofik Chelev, maybe there wasn't Chelev over there. In the case of the woman with the Naziris was revoked, there is no Isser. So in those situations where there's no Isser, then you can get by with Kapar U'Slicha. But if there's real Isser involved, maybe Slicha and Kapara, Kapar U'Slicha is not good enough. K'mashulan, the lo shna. No, the Torah tells us over here as well that Kapar and Slicha will work for this person as well. And this is similar to the idea that if a person intentionally is over an Isser, there would be a Chatas if you did it by accident. So you can't say, well, I'll bring a Chatas even though I did it B'mezid. B'mezid is not good enough to bring a Karban. So the Kapara and Slicha that you get from bringing a Karban won't work for B'mezid. So that's what you might have thought over here in the third case. And therefore, it comes to teachers, K'mashulah, no, the lo shna. Even in this situation, a Karban would be able to atone for the person. Slicha and Kapara are capable of being gotten in this situation. Now, of course, anybody that does a true tshuva can get slicha v'kapara. Here we're talking about that wasn't the case, but it's never too late for a person to do tshuva. Okay, where our continuum says, I'm a Rabbi Barachana, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Barachana says the name of Yochanan. What is the pasuk name? It says, "My dechsev ki yisharim darchei Hashem v'tzadikim yelchu bam uposhim yikoshlu bam." That the roads of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are always yisharim, they're always straight, and tzadikim, they go on them, and the sinners, the poshim, they stumble on them. So what does that pasuk mean? Same road. So Moshe l'shnei v'nei adam shetzalu es pischem. It's referring to an example of two people that both roasted the Karban Pesach. In other words, they're both eating the Karban Pesach. But one is doing it l'shem shemayim. Echad achol l'shem mitzvah. The first person is saying, hini n'muchel mazum l'kayim mitzvah achil es Karban Pesach. Wow. We all should be zocher to be able to say that this year, mitzvah Hashem, Meir Yomeinu, the base of Israel should be rebuilt, and we'll have the ability to eat the Karban Pesach. So the first person is doing this L'shem Mitzvah. He's eating this Karban Pesach because it's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. The other guy, the Echad, the other guy says, I'm going to eat this Karban Pesach because it smells delicious. Now he's already stuffed. He's not eating it because he's hungry. He's not eating it because he has to sustain himself. He's a Achil Gassa. He's already full, and yet he eats the Karban Pesach. So therefore, zesh achalulushu mitzvah v'sadikim yachubam. The part of the pasuk that says that tzaddikim will go and walk in these paths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's talking about a person who's eating the carbon pesach properly. Zesh achalulushu mechil gasa uposh mikoshubam. The one who ate it is a chil gasa, so that's the pasuk referring to him, even though he's doing a mitzvah. Nevertheless, posh mikoshubam, the people that are sinners will stumble on it. That is what Rabbi Bar Bachan is sending Rav Yochanan. But Rish Lakish doesn't like this. Tamale Rish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, hi, Rasha, Karislai? No, the second guy is not at Tzadik, but would we call him a Rasha? He ate the carbon Pesach. Nihi, the lo ka'avi mitzvah in a mukhar. Pesach, mi'o ka'avi. Bottom line is, the guy ate the carbon Pesach. Why are you calling him a Rasha? He didn't eat it l'shem kutcher bruchu, shchinte, l'chilu, l'chimo. He didn't go and eat it in the most ideal way. He ate it achil gasim. The bottom line is, he did a mitzvah of eating the carbon Pesach. Why call this guy Poshim Yikashlu Bam? So Reish Lakish doesn't like Rav Yochanan's teretz. So Reish Lakish says as follows: Ella, this is the way I understand the pasuk. Ella, Mashal L'Shnei Bnei Adam. This is analogous to two people. Is that Ishto V'Echosu Imo? Is that Ishto V'Echosu Imo? There's two people, two men. One has his wife and his sister with him, and the other also has his wife and his sister with him, and they go into a hotel. And however it happened, Lized is down lo ishto, but Lized is down lo achoso. So each of them goes to sleep with what they think is his wife, and the first person does sleep with his wife and not with his sister. The second person, Rachmon al-Islan, thinking he's sleeping with his wife, but instead sleeps with his sister. So Reish Lakish says that's what the pasuk is talking about. Zesh is down lo ishto, the one who was fortunate that he slept with his wife and not Rachmon al-Islan with his sister, that the pasuk said, Tzadikim Yochubo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the Tzadikim because, as the Gemara will explain, he wanted to sleep with his wife. He didn't want to sleep with his sister. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that he didn't end up having a Rachmon al-Islan, a terrible mistake. But the guy, the Zesh is down lo achoso, uposhim yikoshlu bam. Reish Lakish says, that guy, as the Gemara will explain, he wanted to sleep with his sister. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that he did sleep with his sister and did a terrible avera. So, poshim yikosh lubam applies to him. Where it says, mi dami, anan kamirin mechad derech, hocha shnei drachim. But wait a second, the pasuk seems to say it's the same derech. So, here we're talking about two drachim. The husband who slept with his wife is different than the husband who slept with his sister, Rachman al-Islan. So, where it says, ela moshal lelot ushnei benos of imo. So, this is referring really to Lot, who had both of his daughters with him. The famous Maisa with the world being destroyed according to their opinion. And therefore, the two daughters of Lot said, if we don't become pregnant from our father, the world will be dead. There will be no more people in the world. They thought the whole world was destroyed. So, hein sheniskabdu l'shem mitzvah, they who intended to do l'shem mitzvah, to populate the world, so, v'tzadikim yachubam. That's a reference to tzadikim yachubam. They wanted to do this l'shem shemayim. As opposed to Lot, who, Rachmon al-Islan, didn't have such pure motives, hu sheniskabdu l'shem avera, that is uposhim yikosh lubam. In the introduction to the 8th volume of the Igros Moshe that was written posthumously, so there's a phenomenal, unbelievable story that Rav Moshe had while he was still in Europe, where a person who was a great tzaddik, who was a big Talmud Chacham, so he was dying of diphtheria or some illness where his mouth was, he couldn't really speak. And he cleared everybody out of the room, and this tzaddik told Rav Moshe, the young Rav Moshe, he says, the reason why this happened to me is because I spoke disparagingly about the two daughters of Lot. And in fact, they came to him in a dream and they said that the reason that we did what we did, in addition to trying to populate the world because we thought the world was done, that we publicized it and we said, Moav, may Avi, that I came from my father. In other words, the child was a product of the father, so the people shouldn't say that this was a immaculate conception, that God had somehow made them, because they knew in the future that people would say things about an immaculate conception. So that's why she specifically named her child Moav, May Avi, from my father, so that nobody would have any doubts. And they were really great tzaddikim, and that's why this person told Rav Moshe. That's why he unfortunately was punished with this diphtheria, with this problem in speaking, and he subsequently died. So we chas v'shalom don't want to say anything bad about the daughters of Lot. They were great noshim tzidkonios, but tzaddikim yalchubav, their intentions were pure. Gemara says, "V'dilma hu nami l'shem mitzvah yikavin." How do we know that Lot wasn't mechavi l'shem mitzvah? Maybe he also was. So why are we saying about him uposhim yikosh lubav? So Rav Yochanan says, "Kol pasuk is there al shem averin emar." No, the entire pasuk is all alluding to various averis. When it says "Vayisa Lot esenav," so it says there's another pasuk that says "Vatisa eches adonav esenel." When Potiphera wanted to go and be with Yosef, so she also saw Yosef. Vatisa eches adonav esenel. And then the pasuk says, "Vayisa Lot esenav." So kihi Yoshua beenai. He said that she, Shimshon, is here talking, telling his parents that this woman from the Plishtim is Yoshua Beinai. I think she's a fine woman. And again, Shimshon shouldn't have done some of the things that he did, and he was held accountable for it. Vayar, and then the Pasuk says, Vayisalot, they say, no, Vayar. So it says, likewise, the Lashon of Vayar, Vayar Oso Shechem ben Chamor, the horrible story where Shechem ben Chamor raped Dina. And it says further in the Pasuk, Vayar, Vayisalot, they say, no, Vayar, Ace called Kikar Hayardain. So that's referring to the Kikar Hayardain. Ki ba'ad isha zona ad Kikar lechem. So the pasuk tells us in Mishlei that a person who is Rachman al-Islan engaging in immorality, so they're going to be eventually not even having to have a loaf of bread. So the word Kikar Hayardain and Kikar lechem is, again, this understanding, the whole pasuk is for immorality. And finally, the pasuk includes, it says, ki chula mashkeh, so this is a reference to another pasuk, where we have in Hosea, elcha acharei me'ahavai, nosne lachmi umeimai, tsamri upishti shamni vishikuyoi. So it refers there as well to a person who's doing immoral things, and ki chula mashkeh refers to the immoral drinking that they would have. Okay, so the whole pasuk is alluding to various not so positive psukim, so therefore we can't say that Lot was mechadel l'shem mitzvah. The pasuk certainly suggests to us otherwise. The Gemara says, "Bar main asonis." Wait a second. The Gemara says Lot was drunk. How can you say that he was in any way accountable or thinking he was drunk? So the Gemara says, "No." Tana mishum Rabbi Yosi by Rav Choni. We learned in the following memra from Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rav Choni, Loma Nakud Alvav Uvikuma. We have dots in the Chumash over there and the word Uvikuma Shabakhira. In the first daughter, when she slept with him, so it says that Lot didn't know what was happening, and then it says when he went to sleep and Uvikuma when he got up. So there are dots on the word Uvikuma, Nakud Alvav Uvikuma. So Loma had to teach us Shabishikva Lo Yoda. Yes, when he went to sleep, he was drunk. He didn't know. Avobakuma, when he woke up in the morning, he no longer was drunk. Yoda, he knows what happened. And nevertheless, the next night he went to drink. And as a result, so we certainly see that he wasn't Mechavin L'shem Shomayim. He was Mechavin, unfortunately, for less than stellar purposes. More still persists and says, Umay Halil Neva, no, poor Lot, what should he have done? My Dahava Hava. After the fact, what should he have done? He had slept with her, and now he feels terrible. Okay, what can he do? So Gemara says, no, again, exactly as I just pointed out. Nafkamina, Lefanya Achrina, Lohi Baya Lemishte Chayba. He should have realized the next night when the younger daughter is giving him to drink, he should say, oh, whoa, whoa, I remember what happened last night. There's no way I'm drinking. And nevertheless, he drank, so clearly it wasn't Mechavi L'Shem Shammai. Furthermore, Dorash Rava says, my decision, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Och Nifsha Mikiryas Oz? The pasuk says that a brother who is being morayed, he's rebellious. Mikiryas Oz comes from a very strong city. And we turn to Chav Gimel Omid Beis. The pasuk continues, Umidjonim Kivriach Armon. And his fighting is like the Briach. Briach is a strong bar that's on a door of Armon, of a castle. So now Rav Dash is the pasuk. He says the first part of the pasuk, Och Nifsha Mikiryas Oz, that's a reference to Lot Shapirish Mi Avram. That's a reference to Lot leaving Avram. Avram said to him, you go this way to the right or to the left, I'll go the other way. And then it says, Umidyonim Kivriach Armon, that's a reference to Shehetil Midyonim Kivrichin Vi Armon. So Lot caused all sorts of troubles as a result between Klai Yisrael and Moab and Ammon, his ultimate descendants. And that's why the pasuk says, Lo Yovo Amoni Umavi Bekal Hashem. So based upon what Lot did, so there's always going to be this barrier, if you wish, between Amon and Moav, despite the fact that two great women came from Amon and Moav, Rus HaMoaviyah and one of Shlomo's wives, Naama. So these two great women did come from Moav and Amon. Nevertheless, there's this ketata, there's this battle between Amon and Moav and Klai Yisrael because of Lot's impurities from the very beginning. More continues, Darish Rav, Rav Darish is another pasuk. Other say, Vitamer of Yitzchak. My, this is what does the pasuk mean when it says, L'tava yivakesh nifrad b'chol tushio yizgala. A person should separate himself from his taivas, from his desires. However, b'chol tushio yizgala. He should make sure that he is constantly exposed to all sorts of chokhma. Now, we dash in this pasuk. Rav dashes or Tamar Yitzchak dashes it as follows. The first part, the taiva yavakish nifrad, you should stay away from taiva zelot. This is an allusion to Lot, who separated from Amram Avinu, and look what happened. And the second part, behold, Toshia yizgala, so that's a reference to Nizgala, klono bivote knesios, bivote midrashos. That caused, because he separated from Amram Avinu, so for all time, his embarrassment is known to all people in all the Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos. Ditnan, as it says, Amoni Umavi Asurin Visurin Isser Olam. So his children, his descendants, Moav and Avim, are forever restricted from coming into Klai Yisrael. The male Moabites and Ammonites are forever forbidden to go in. So that's based upon Lot, and therefore his actions caused this to occur for all time, and it's well known in all the Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos. Marketina says, Amar Ula, Tamar Zinsa, Zimri Zina. We have situations where Tamar did an illicit act, and Zimri did an illicit act, and nevertheless, Tamar Zinsa, Tamar, when she did her illicit act, Yatsu Menu Malachim Nevi'im. She was Zocha to have from her come both Nevi'im and Malachim. She is the progenitor of Malchus Beis Yisrael, of David HaMelech, and all the Nevi'im that came from Malchus Yehuda. So, she is considered praiseworthy. However, Zimri Zina, Zimri also committed an immoral act, and Noflu Olav, Kama Rivos Yisrael. He caused 24,000 people from Klai Yisrael to die. Many, many people died because of Zimri's immorality that he did with the Benos Midrash. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Gemara tells us, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Gedola Aveiro Lishma, Mi Mitzvah Shalom Lishma, under very specific circumstances, a Aveira can be done. L'shem Shemayim is greater than a mitzvah that's done not L'shem Shemayim. Now, again, I point out, I always say this, that this is done by a professional driver on a closed road. Don't try this at home. A person has to be very, very careful never to do any Aveira. We don't have people today that do Aveira L'shma. But there were great Gedolei Yisrael, men and women, throughout our history that sometimes had to do an Aveira L'shma. Now, wait a second. How can you tell me that the mitzvah shelo lishma is not a great thing? Rav Yehuda Marav tells us the famous idea, one of the most famous ideas in all of Shas, that a person should always learn Torah, a person should always do mitzvahs, even though he doesn't have the most purest of motives. Because even though shelo lishma, you're doing it not for the purest of motives, you're doing it to get honor, you're doing it to get a reputation, etc. Nevertheless, mitzvah shelo lishma, even though you started off doing it without the proper motivation and reasons for doing it, nevertheless, abolish one. You'll eventually do it for the right reason. The Torah and the mitzvahs are so wonderful for a person, they'll eventually make you into a much better person. You'll do lishma. So how can you tell me that mitzvah shalom lishma is not important? So the Gemara says, no. Ela ema kim mitzvah shalom lishma. That this aveira lishma that Rav Nachman Yitzchak tells us is a great thing, it is even as great as a mitzvah that's done, albeit the mitzvah is done shalom lishma. Now, what are we referring to over here? The pasuk says, "Tevorach minoshim yoel eishes chever hakeni minoshim ba'ol tevorach." We just had this in last week's Haftorah, the Haftorah of Parshas Bishalach, the famous Shiras Tevorah, and it talked about the wonderful actions that Yael did to go and kill Sisera, the horrible, wicked general who did so many immoral things and did so many terrible things. She killed him. She was zochet to kill him, not Baruch ben Abinoam. And this is the praise that we give to Yael is greater than the Noshim ba'ohel. Now, what does it mean? Man Noshim shabal. We're saying that Yael is even greater than the Noshim shabal. Who are these Noshim shabal that we're referring to? So this is none other than the great Imo, Sari Rivka Rachel Aleya. And yet, what Yael did in some way is even as great, or it's greater than Sari Rivka Rachel Aleya. Now, Amar Yochanan explains, and he says, Sheva Be'ilos Baal Osa Rasha Ba'osa Shah. Sisera was a very immoral person, and even as he's running away from Baruch ben Abinoam and the Jewish army, so he meets up with Yael, and Yael, her plan obviously is to go and do this Aveiro Lishma in order to go kill Yisra and end this threat to Klai Yisrael. So this Rasha, Sisera, commits seven acts of immorality with her at that period of time, and this is based upon the pasuk, the seven lashonos that are in the pasuk. Shneimar bein ragleo kara. That's number one. Nafal number two. Shachav number three. And we have the word v'chule v'gomer. But the pasuk continues bein ragleo kara. That's number four. Nafal number five. Basher kara number six. Sham nafal number seven. Shadud. So therefore, there were these seven lashonos of allusions to relations that Sisera had with her. So that's what the great Yael did. She committed these Averus Lishma and ended up being the heroine of the Jewish miracle of the war against Sisera. Moore says, wait a second. How can you tell me that this is something that was pure and pristine? Oh, komis hanya mibila delay. After all, didn't she get hanoah from the seven beilos that she had? So why are we giving her such praise? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, chas v'sholom. Kol tovasin shel rishayim in El Roa Eitzel Sadikim. Any, quote, good thing that these Rishoyim do, any, quote, Hanoah that she might have gotten from these Be'ilos, it's actually something that's horrific to her. El Roa Eitzel Sadikim, it was disgusting to her, it was horrible to her. She didn't get one iota of Hanoah from the acts that she did in order to go and kill Sisera. And this is seen from the Pasuk, Shinema, Hisham Lecha Midabe Im Yaakov Mitov Adra. When Lavan was running after Yaakov and all of Klai Yisrael, when they were leaving Lavan, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Lavan and told him, don't say anything to Yaakov, good or bad. So we understand, Bishlomo Ra, Shapir. We understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't say anything bad to Yaakov Avinu. I don't want you to hurt Yaakov Avinu. Don't even say bad things to him. No, why not good? El Atov, am I low? Why couldn't he give him some nice positive things? Hashem told him, don't even tell him things that are good. Because of this idea, El Alav Shemamino, we see from here, Tovoso, Ra, he, Eitzel HaTzadikim. That in fact, the quote, good that a Rasha does to a tzaddik is considered despicable, disgusting, and is not considered tova. Oh, Shema Mina, this is a good raya. Gemara now says, Gufo, we go back to what we just said. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Olam Yasuk Adi B'Torah V'Mitzvos, Afilu Shalol L'Shmon, Shemitok Shalol L'Shmon Bo L'Shmon, this famous principle that it's better to do things as long as you're not doing L'Ktotu. Gemara in Brachos tells us that if you're doing it to go, you're learning in order to go and be able to slug up the rabbi in the shul. So you'll embarrass him. You look ahead and you read the art scroll, the footprints, and you know a Rashba that he might not be aware of. And you go and slug him up and make him look bad, so that's the only time it's not considered to be learning for good. That's considered learning l'ktata, that's bad. But if you're learning, so people will honor you at the dinner, so people will make you into a talmid chacham, they'll stand up when you come in the room, so even though this is shlo lishma, better learn like that. Go learn shlo lishma, because ultimately you'll learn lishma. So we see this, Rav Yehuda Marav tells us from the following, Shebeschar Nembeis Korbano Shikruv Balak HaRasha Zochav Yosem Yemenu Rus. There were 42 korbanos. There were three times that Balak, in his attempt to curse Klai Yisrael through Bilam, so he stopped three times, and each time he brought 14 korbanos, and 7 and 7, and a total of 42 korbanos were brought. So these 42 korbanos, even though they were totally shalol lishman, he was doing it to curse Klai Yisrael, but he brought 42 korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he was zolcha from that, those actions, to have a descendant Rus. The Amar Rabbi Yossi Beruchnina, as Rabbi Yossi Beruchnina tells us, Rus was Bas Bino Shel Eglon Melech Moav Hoysa. Rus was a granddaughter. Now, that doesn't literally mean, Tosus points out, doesn't literally mean a granddaughter over here. In the bottom Tosus, he says, Lav Davka Norkat Bas Bino. It wasn't literally a granddaughter, because it just means a descendant. In any event, that's what we see. He was Zochet to have such a descendant, because he brought 42 Korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More continues, says, Amar Chiyah Barab, Amar Yochanan, Minayin Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapech Afilu Schar Sicha Noah. How do we see, and we'll see this from the Maase of Lot, how do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for words that are uttered properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't withhold any reward. He will give reward even for nice talking. The Ilu Bechira De Kirise Moav, the older daughter, when she had relations, so she named her son Moav, and I gave you the explanation from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, in the Psicha, in the opening, the foreword to the eighth volume of Igros Moshe, the beautiful story there, but nevertheless, she called her son Moav. So Amale Rachmana, so Kodesh Baruch Hu said, because this was a little bit inappropriate to say that she's acknowledging this sin that she did, Al Totzer Es Moav, the Al Tizko Ba Milchama, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, we can't start up with Moav. However, Milchama Hu Delo, Avol Tziure Tzarina. We can't start up with them in war, but we can make them uncomfortable. So because she a little bit called her child Moab, which implied that she had done this sin with her father, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you can't go and battle with them, but you can go and start up with them in other ways. You can give them some tzar. As opposed to the younger daughter, she called her child Ben Ami, V'ilu Tziira Dekriyese Ben Ami, so Amar Leah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Tutsurein V'al Tiskobam, not only can't you fight with them, but don't even go and give them tzar. Afilu Tziure Lo Titzarinon Klal. So because of the slightly more appropriate language that the younger daughter used than the older daughter, so for all generations, we can give Moav a hard time, but we're not supposed to give Amon a hard time. Mark continues and says, Amar Rechia Barav and Amar Vishu Ben Karcha, La'olam yakdim odom l'dvar mitzvah. A person should always try to rush to do a mitzvah as fast as possible, because here we praise the older girl that just like she, B'shchar Laila Acha Shekodmo B'chira L'tzira, because she went and had relations with her father first and went ahead and do the mitzvah. They did it L'shem Shamayim before the younger girl, before the younger sister. So therefore we turn to Chavdal and Aleph. Zochsa, she was Zolcha, the Kodma, and was Zocha before four generations, Arba Doros B'Yisrael L'Malchus, before her younger sister. And this is a reference we can see in the Taptosis, Arba Doros B'Yisrael, that there were four generations, Oved, Yishai, David, Ushlomo, that Rus already is involved, but the Ilutzira, the younger sister, Lohoy Hades B'Yisrael, Ad Ruchavim bin Shlomo, until Shlomo's son, Ruchavim, Shabami Nama, that came from Shlomo's wife, Nama, Harmonis. So therefore, we see that Rus got into Klal Yisrael four generations before the younger daughter's descendant, Nama Harmonis. Fascinating story. With this, we conclude today's shir.